So you can go.
Absolutely. 3 days in a row. I love it.
So the way the offense came out, I'm guessing you guys had to be pretty pleased with how you executed so consistently.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember standing here last week and saying, now I'm just so excited to like unleash our offense, just let it go. And, you know, there were some things that we held back in the preseason that we didn't want to show people, but I think it goes back to the way we prepared last week. The energy that we had, getting out of the huddle, getting lined up, playing fast, those were all things that we wanted to go out and do on Monday night, and I think we did that.
Now, how does Pittsburgh's defense differ from New Orleans, other than the obvious 4-3?
I'll say just the scheme, but, you know, they got some good rushers. You know, they'll have guys that we'll have to deal with. It's a good test for us. You know, that's the way this league goes. You know, you have a great win. I said it after the game Monday night. We'll enjoy it for a little bit, but if we enjoy it too long, then we'll get beat this week. So I think we learned a lot from last year. You know, we really have to take this week by week, and, you know, we'll have to bring that same energy that we brought for week one and start that today in practice.
Kyle, it's been well chronicled, the injury problems, the change coordinators that Sam Bradford has had. Is he a guy you see ready, though, to maybe enter the elite of NFL quarterbacks?
Absolutely. I said it this offseason, and this would be a big year for Sam. Wasn't surprised by his performance on Monday night. That's, you know, there's a reason why he was drafted number one overall and a reason why he had the success that he had in college. So, you know, he's got a ton of playmakers on this offense to get the ball to and spread it around. And, you know, when we can do that, we're tough to defend.
How about the accuracy he had on the long balls? We didn't get to see that a lot last year due to various circumstances. But is that something you see in practice a lot with him?
And yeah, I mean, the guy that the world saw on Monday is the guy that we get to see every day in practice. You know, he's as accurate as anyone that I've ever been around. You know, he can push the ball downfield, and when we're able to get the run game going and, you know, make defenses put an extra guy in the box, it really opens that up for us.
How has he grown as a leader from just kind of getting in there last year late, not knowing anyone, to now being a captain and being more vocal?
Well, you know, more vocal is a very, very loose term with Sam. he's always going to be one that leads by example, but, you know, I think you were able to see it through the game on Monday. You know, he always has that fire and emotion, especially on game day. But, you know, he does. He brings a little bit more energy than maybe he did right when he got here last year, because I think he's comfortable around everyone now, and, you know, we're able to see that kind of shine through.
Kyle, growing up where you did, is Pittsburgh always a place you've always wanted to play at?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up in Cincinnati, the Bengals-Steelers rivalry is one that I grew up watching. You know, I saw them get the better of the Bengals for about my entire childhood. So, you know, it's a football town. You know, I went there in college, and, you know, we played against Pitt in that stadium. And, you know, whether it's the Pitt Panthers or the Steelers, you know, that town is all about football, and it'll be a good test for us going into that hostile environment.
Say Sam's as accurate as any guy you've seen. I mean, what about the toughness? I mean, he'll stand there, take a hit, and still deliver the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if Sam didn't display his toughness all year last year, you know, I don't know if you're going to find a guy that, you know, went through what he did last year and, you know, picked himself up every single time and was out there every week for us.
Did you see his celebrations after the
touchdown? Well, I was informed after the game. I didn't realize he hit me so hard in the head after my touchdown. You get caught up in the moment, and, you know, a few people told me make sure he doesn't hit me with his right hand anymore, and, you know, make sure I was okay after he hit me in the head. But that's the emotion that I was talking about. You know, it really shines through.
Was it fun to see the creativity? I mean, on that Jarius right play, you saw Remmers was like at left tackle, Berger was at right tackle. I mean, looked like you guys tried to do some creative stuff.
Yeah, you know, we just, that's one of the things that we were able to get to this offseason. And, you know, Pat does a great job finding ways to get the ball in everybody's hands. You know, you go back and look at the game. You know, all three running backs touched the ball, made big plays, receivers, tight ends. And when we have that balance, we're really tough to defend.
What different do you feel this club is offensively from a year ago? Is it night and day in your mind?
You know, I said it a couple times. I think we're an improved version of that team that started 5-0 as a whole, but especially on offense. I think having an entire year together, both quarterbacks, skill players, and then having Pat around here all offseason to really figure out what we did well last year and how can we build on that, how can we make things easier for us and tougher on defenses.
You know a lot what the line goes through. How impressed were you with what they were able to pull off, considering it's basically just a week that it got remixed? And
they played great. I was asked before the game who I thought the MVP of Monday Night Football would be, and I said our offensive line, and you know, they backed me up. They went out there and played great, both in the run game and in the pass game. And you know, when we're balanced like that, I keep saying it, we're really tough to defend. So it's always big for us to get the run game going. And you know, it might not have been easy early, but I think you could really tell throughout the course of the game that it took a toll on their defense.